Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, thanks for everybody who took part in today's survey. We're not going to take a break. We're going to talk to Ian McNulty right now, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Ian McNulty?
I am doing great, Tommy, and great to be on the greatest job in the world, frankly.
You got that right, both of us.
Especially right now, talking with you about the things that we can all come together on and agree on, that food and drink and culture is one of the peaks of experiences, and we are living in a valley rich with them. A couple things that I definitely want to get to today. Mm-hmm. A really special restaurant in Metairie that I want to tell people about. It's brand spanking new. A great place in Mid-City near the Trader Joe's that is a do not miss. And I want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and open things up for folks. But first, I got to give a shout out to an amazing event I went to last night. I had not been to before, and I'm never going to miss again. It was called Shuck Cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that very carefully. Shuck Cancer. Mm-hmm. It was at Champion Square, right in the shadow of the Superdome. And it is a fundraiser for cancer causes, for the American Cancer Society, that is all about oysters. And it was fantastic. If you've been to Champion Square, you know it's a big... You know, it kind of feels like a plaza, kind of a square, right? And, well, it's called Champion Square. Good branding.
But it's not square. Still, neither is Madison Square Garden for that.
Ah, right. Yes, I guess the Champion's shape with many different angles probably didn't roll off the tongue as well. But it was filled with oysters of all different sorts, many from around Louisiana and the Gulf Coast. Many traditional varieties, but plenty of the cultivated ones that you and I have talked about that are appearing on more and more menus. They're local oysters, they're Louisiana oysters, Mississippi oysters, or Alabama oysters, but they're grown in that style that's more common on the East Coast and the West Coast. So they're a little more refined, frankly, a nicer oyster next to the big boys, the traditional St. Bernard Parish Mud Rock big boys. But the variety was amazing. There had to be, I'm pulling this out of the top of my head, 15, 16 different types of, they're farms. There are different oyster growers all representing their particular variety next to restaurants from all across town, all kinds of bar, lots of wine bars, a great crowd. Everyone kind of dressed up for the, like, not quite chilly, but not hot weather. And it was a tremendous success. And if you're an oyster lover like me, you'll want to be there next year. So I'm already putting on my calendar for a whole year from now, because I can't believe that I had not been through it before. And hats off to all the people who made it happen, who took part in it. And it really did kickstart my appetite for oysters a little later in the season than usual. But I've been kind of holding back a little bit, but now I know the floodgates are open, and I'll be seeking out oysters near and far from here on out. So it was a great event. Chuck Cancer, congrats to everybody, and really, really a tremendous foodie event on top of the cause. So
awesome.
That was a great one. Now, speaking of cause, I wrote this week about a new restaurant called St. Mary's, where I found something that people ask me for frequently, including on the show, a full Irish breakfast. You know what a full Irish breakfast is,
well,
right?
I know it's got pork and beans, right? Are you being serious now, or are you joking?
Yeah, I'm being serious.
No, it's got pork and beans, got Canadian bacon, if I remember correctly, or a ham or something like that.
Yeah, that's what they're calling the rasher. It's Irish bacon.
Okay.
It's somewhere between American bacon and ham.
It's not what you would get at IHOP, I'll tell you that.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
So tell me I was guessing, but go ahead and tell us what it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there must be like half Irish breakfast out there or partial Irish breakfast, but what everyone wants is the full Irish breakfast, which is this platter that is just, you know, designed around a morning following a night that perhaps had one pint too many. It's eggs, it's beans, it's rashers, which is that bacon, it's bangers, these slippery
bangers,
little sausages.
Sure.
Bangers, yep. It's white pudding, which is not pudding, and black pudding, also not pudding. Both types of sausages. The black is blood. The white does not. Usually shot through with some kind of like an oatmeal or like that, grain like that. And, of course, tomatoes, or tomatoes, if you will, mushrooms, and I'm sure I mentioned beans, and toast. And all of this is together on a plate, and you're cutting into the eggy weggies, and you're getting the yolk mixed in with all those things, and you're wondering, why am I having tomatoes and mushrooms for breakfast? But you are, because it's a full Irish breakfast, and it would not be a full Irish breakfast without it. And English people will recognize this. Scottish people will recognize this. Welsh people will recognize this. Hungover people anywhere will recognize this. It's a wonder. It's a great thing. And I finally found it at St. Mary's, which is a brand spanking new restaurant that just opened last week. In Metairie, on West Metairie Avenue. It's in the same little plaza just off of, what is that? That's by Clearview, where That's Amore Pizzeria is. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the space was previously Nephew's Ristorante, which I'm sad to say has closed. The next place to take its place is very special. So St. Mary's is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and behind it all is a really, frankly, uplifting purpose. Because of this restaurant, I learned about a place called St. Mary's Residential Community, which is a campus for people with pretty profound developmental disabilities, you know, severe autism, that kind of thing. And people live there, and they get a lot of services there. It's in Alexandria. It serves families from all around the area. I was not aware of it, but a man named Bob Hecker has a son, Christopher, who has lived there for about 20 years. And Bob is not a restaurant guy. He's a construction guy, has a roof tiling company. And he's really interested in giving back. And for years, he's done a fundraiser at Yale College Inn for St. Mary's. And they raised quite a lot of money. And it got him thinking, well, what if I could make this a permanent thing? And then he thought about his favorite breakfast place, which is Blue Line Sandwich Company in Old Metairie, on Metairie Road. Been there for about 10 years. A guy named Brad McGeehee started it, who coincidentally used to be the chef at Yale College Inn. And Bob loves the place, thinks the food's great, thinks the people are wonderful. He's correct in both counts. And so we approached him with an idea. Hey, Brad, let's start a restaurant. I'm going to back it. You're going to run it. And we're going to give a big chunk of the proceeds in perpetuity to St. Mary's. And so a new restaurant was born. So this functions as a conventional restaurant. You know, there's a menu, you order, you pay your bill. They make their money, people make their living, and then 15% of everything they make goes to St. Mary's. And it's also built in sort of a hub for people who care about that cause, about that issue. And if you didn't know that part at all, it would be a great new addition to Metairie with an all-day breakfast menu, a good lunch menu, and they're just starting dinner this weekend, but also a terrific cocktail bar, too. Run by a fellow named Daniel Victory, who's well-known in the local cocktail scene. So that's a big win all around for Metairie at St. Mary's.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Do they do fish and chips?
They do.
Good.
Yeah, that is on their Friday specials list. Yeah. It's not an Irish pub. It's not an Irish-themed restaurant, but they are filling some of the niches that people ask for a lot. So it's the kind of place you can get a great burger,
legit.
You get chicken sandwich.
Legit Irish food.
It is.
Legit Irish food. All right, 9:22, more with Ian McNulty. We come back, WWL. Anything happens with LSU, you'll hear about it here first on WWL, but we're talking right now with Ian McNulty, covers food and dining culture for Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Real quick, Ian, let me sneak this question in. Somebody wants to know about the Beaujolais Nouveau. That's it.
Beaujolais Nouveau.
That comes out the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Do I have that right or not?
It's the time of year. Yeah, this is you say Thanksgiving wine, and a lot of people immediately it's Beaujolais because it's a wine from France.
But it's new. It's like Steve Martin. It's fresh wine, is it not?
Exactly. Some of your freshest wine. Yes. Or it's great jerk reference. Yes. It is. It just so happens, you know, they don't actually celebrate Thanksgiving in France, it turns out, but they do celebrate the arrival of this new wine, Beaujolais Nouveau. You know, it's a very fresh wine that just hits, you know, comes out of the vineyards around this time
of
year.
So, is this a gimmick or is this a legitimate thing, or do people just do it as a goof? It's like, yeah, let's drink quote fresh wine. Or the new... Seriously, I always wondered about that. Because it comes in these bottles that look like Mardi Gras almost, right?
Yeah, no. Some wines are best with some age on them. Some are best, you know, right off the vine, really. And this is one of those. And it's not a gimmick. It has definitely become a marketing hook because people associate it with Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. A flood of it hits the market right around the time when Americans start thinking about, what could pair with
turkey and dressing?
Yeah, Aunt Paula's turkey and Aunt Mary's oyster dressing. This is a very New Orleans conversation,
sure.
By the way. And melon
gumbo casserole
and some gumbo. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be rice on the table. It's going to be really soggy green beans. There's going to be some sweet potatoes lost under a quilt of marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, and don't forget the onions, the fried onion things.
Yeah, like what would pair with all of that? Is it going to be this expensive prestige Chardonnay? Is it going to be this big heavy mouth coating Cabernet? Not quite. Let's try the Beaujolais. It turns out the Beaujolais works with all of it.
So it's a fun thing.
Inexpensive,
and it's fun.
It's inexpensive. Yes, it's delicious. It's tasty. And so, that's the one that you'll see all over grocery stores and wine shops. And if you want to take a step up, just look for something that's called Gamay instead of Beaujolais Nouveau.
Okay.
It's in the same neighborhood, but it's just a little step up. And then, you know, if you want to sort of impress people by, hey, I went a little extra for the wine pairing, this is what you have.
Getting text saying it came out yesterday. Rouse's has it. Let's keep going with what you wanted to talk about, Ian.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I wanted to bring to mind a restaurant that is new. It's in Mid-City, and it's easy to miss, but you really shouldn't sleep on it. The times I've been, it's been fantastic. It's called Hot and Soul. Like, think heart and soul, but Hot and Soul. It's on Bank Street, right by the hospitals, but importantly now, right next to the new Trader Joe's. That new Trader Joe's is on Tulane Avenue. If you're doing your road warrior routine in the parking lot of Trader Joe's, trying to find a space so you can get your everything but the bagel seasoning and your frozen egg rolls, you could look across that frenzied parking lot and see this little shotgun house that's a cute little restaurant now, Hot and Soul. And it's all over the map, really. The meal I had there could have come from three different restaurants. There was this really great shrimp ceviche. There were, something we talked about on the show earlier, lumpia, the Filipino-style egg rolls. And then a dish that no one asked me about ever, but as soon as I say it, you're going to start craving it. I promise you will. Beef stroganoff.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That worked, right?
Especially when it gets a little colder.
Yeah.
Gets a little colder, yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. There's a cold front coming. Think about that.
Yeah,
they're making it with beef short ribs. They're making the egg noodles in the house, finished with some sour cream and some dill. And I had that with a cocktail made with beet-infused vodka and a bit of sparkling wine. And it was fantastic.
Yeah,
and,
you know, and I'm thinking day after Thanksgiving, you get tired of all that stuff we were talking about with the Beaujolais Nouveau. Why don't you go over there and have some of that? Have some beef stroganoff.
Exactly. Yeah, you hit the refresh button on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
It, yeah, it, it, from there, you can have Filipino food. You can have there's some Latin American stuff. It comes from these two chefs. They're a married couple. They're big-time foodies. They've worked in the scene forever. I'm going to start listing restaurants that they had time at, and you'll know them. Vega Tapas Cafe, Rio Mar, more recently Cure, Cane and Table, Mimi's in the Marini, which is a great bar that had a late-night tapas menu. Well, the chef has brought back the Manchego toast that was kind of a signature from Mimi's in the old days. That's now in the menu at Hot and Soul. Mm-hmm. And like I say, the menu is all over the map, but it has a unifying thread, which is it's really good food done by people who just have really curious, interesting palates. And it actually reminds me strongly of Mondo, Susan Spicer's old restaurant in Lakeview, which is sadly no longer there. In that, you know, you could go in. It's not one particular type of restaurant. It's not Italian. Not Asian, it's not Latin American, but it's a lot of those things rolled up into one. And it's very cute. It's full of character and it's mid-range. It's approachable. It's easy. And just more people should know about it. And I was thrilled to have my most recent meal there. And frankly, I can't wait to go back because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's so much different stuff to dig into, and I know that what they're cooking is really good. So it's right next to the Trader Joe's off of Tulane. It's on Bank Street, but if you're at the Trader Joe's on Tulane, we're right next to it. And it's the kind of place that I love to find. It's like, you know, small, chef-run, affordable, doing really interesting, distinctive food that's not just the same old, and just the flavors just did it for me. They blew me away, frankly.
Somebody wants to know about the Mosquito Supper Club. I hope I'm not making something up here. That
no, you are not. Right. Mosquito Supper Club is a very distinctive restaurant. It's uptown by the Martins, the original Martins of Verone over there. It's from Chef Melissa Martin. It started as a pop up. Like a pop-up happening, not a pop-up like just cooking outside of a bar, but like we'll take over a space and we're going to put on this Cajun meal. Mm-hmm. Chef Melissa is from down the bayou, and you know, just in the, like the bayou Cajun culture is really thick in her veins, very distinct from the prairie Cajun culture of Lafayette and all that. We're talking, you know, southeast bayou culture, and she has recreated in a restaurant format the meals of her upbringing and her family. And so it's a lot of it's a different style of restaurant, though. It is the main act is a communal it's not a tasting menu. But it's a set menu, so you're paying a set price. I forget what it is, somewhere in the neighborhood of $100, and you're getting a progression of dishes. You know, a whole cast iron skillet of gumbo is going to come out. There's going to be rolls. There's going to be the menu changes.
Wait,
all the
per
time.
Per table?
Something along, yeah. Per well, it could be you and your date sat at a table. Mm-hmm. It could be a table of eight sat together. Right. You know, a big group is going together. It could be two.
But you're not passing
it.
You're not passing it from table to table.
No. This is all per table. Yeah. Oh, okay. But there is a circumstance where you could be sat at a group table where you didn't know the people around you. Mm-hmm. until you had dinner with them, and then now you know them.
There's nothing wrong with that. No.
It's stuffed crabs. It's shrimp boulet. It's real rustic Louisiana Cajun food. If you want to just dip in, there's a kind of a la carte menu that they serve, I think, at the bar, lounge, outdoor area too, where you can kind of put your toe in the water and sample it. But the setting is really nice. Like I said, it's right in uptown. It's in an old house. And it's minimally redone. So it feels like you're in one of these kind of, you know, timeless New Orleans homes. There's a screen porch. It's very charming. I highly recommend it for people who maybe are not familiar with Louisiana food, but want a crash course in it. Like if you've got people coming in from out of town who are like, gosh, I would love to, you know, do that thing where we drive down the bayou and the shrimp boat's going down the waterway, and then you're on someone's porch and they're tapping their foot on the wooden planks and eating a gumbo. Like, I mean, sometimes people have this vision that that's what New Orleans is. No, that's what Cajun country is.
Right.
But here's a portal to it right in New Orleans. It's a lot of food that we're familiar with from New Orleans. But
I'm looking at an example menu, Ian, and it says lagniappe rolls, Maxine shrimp boulets, which I guess are little balls, like, right? Shrimp balls?
Yeah, fritters. Fritters.
There you go. Crawfish etouffee, farmer's market salad, fried stuffed crabs, which sounds delicious, and then ponchatoula strawberry pies. But that's an example. It'll probably be different every time you go.
Right, yeah, that'll be the format. It'll change with the season or what she's getting. But she's a master of sourcing too, so she's getting like Higgins crab meat from down in Lafitte and really fresh stuff.
Anything else you wanted to mention, Ian, before we run out of time?
Just this is my favorite time of the year. This is the time of year when I want to stand on the brake pedal and slow time down, but it won't happen on its own. Go have some great experiences with people you care about around the Oyster Bar, at the cocktail bar, over some gumbo, at a restaurant. Go out, socialize. This is the time we've been waiting for all year long. It's Thanksgiving, and I'm so grateful for living in a community where people care about their culture so much and get to express it as easily as the next meal or the next drink. So cheers to everybody out there.
And we're thankful for you. I'm just making some notes here. Road Warrior Act, frenzied parking lot, write apology note to Trader Joe's. Okay, we'll do that. St. Mary's Restaurant, 4445 West Metairie, Hot and Soul, next to the new Trader Joe's. It's on Bank Street. And then you got the Mosquito Supper Club, 3824 Dryads. Thank you, Ian McNulty. Pleasure as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the entire McNulty clan.
I'll see you on the other side of the turkey, my friend.
You got it, sir. 9:40, 20 till 10. Taking a break, coming back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.